boys, and welcome to Leon and Dustin's Here to Help.
With Leon and Dustin.
I just said that.
Well, yeah, but it's Here to Help with Leon. I don't want to do this every week.
Let's not do this every week.
Today we've got a special guest.
We do have a special guest. Please shut up before I slap you around the face.
We are your boss right now, okay?
Not a way to treat a guest, is it?
Well, no, who says you're a guest?
You literally just said it.
I didn't say that. Small one did.
Dustin said it.
Exactly.
He's the boss.
Okay, well, guys, if you haven't listened to the podcast before, here's how it works.
Well, we are Agony Uncles, and we solve your problems. We're not licensed. We haven't got any qualifications, but, you know.
I have qualifications.
What? Oh.
I got an automotive GCSE.
What does that mean?
That means I can work with cars. I can take a tyre off.
No, I mean, like, not like being a mechanic, I didn't.
Well, I'm not actually a mechanic, though, but I have qualifications.
All right, well, all right, I've got qualifications.
What qualifications do you have?
I've got 9 GCSEs and 2 A-levels.
Useless.
I did 3 A-levels, but only got 2.
That's good.
And where are you working?
A popular retail store.
Brilliant. That's how they went
for. Oh, hey, what? All right, tough guy.
All right, what about just you? Saying.
What about you?
Just, well, I'm a little bit woo.
Paint the decorator, ladies and gentlemen. Paint the decorator.
Cheers.
Today, basically, we're going to be talking about holidays. Are we talking about holidays?
Well, you know, it's the end of the summer. Into September now. We're way into September now. Probably October by the time this gets edited.
November, if anything.
Not November, no. Oh. And today we're at an airport because, our friend...
He's a kind of a big deal in the airport.
He is a kind of a big deal in the airport.
Let's not have that friend. Let's talk about someone else's friend. Let's talk about Jam.
Oh, this is Jam, by the way.
Jamie, say hello.
Jamie. Hello.
All right, whatever.
This is Jamie's first love, I guess.
What is happening here? That's not happening.
She's just started a job at the airport, and she was kind enough to put our hat down in one of the food chains locally. It's all right, we won't say her name.
We don't even know her name.
Her name's Kaylee.
Brilliant.
Okay, well, there we are. Anyway, like I say, lots of people are coming back off holiday. They've been away, they've been, you know, they could have been in England.
Yeah, they could have, but they wouldn't have been on an airport, would they?
No, I guess not. But we have got questions in that kind of environment that were tweeted in. If you want to tweet us, you can tweet us at...
At Leon and Dustin. On Twitter, that's where you tweet.
Is that it?
Is it?
At Leon and Dustin.
Is it not at Leon and Dustin on Facebook, or is it Twitter?
It's Twitter, yeah, so, yeah.
Unless can we change that to at Leon Dustin plus Jam?
I don't think we can.
Let's just see how in the next 5 minutes.
Yeah,
goes,
well, it's sort of like a.
Well, it's not even a tester, nice, really. Okay. Well, we're going to see how 5 minutes go, and then every 5 minutes, if it gets better, you'll stay on the podcast. We edit this, so.
What do you mean we?
Okay, well, the small one edits this, and then.
And the Asian one does what? Just you're the face of it.
Not even the face of it. It's a podcast, you idiot.
Very true.
There's no face of it.
Okay, well, you're the voice, then. You're the sultry tones.
We're all the voice, aren't we?
Oh, Jamie's mum's calling him.
Go answer it.
Yeah, go on, loudspeaker, please.
That's his first love, really.
Just doing a podcast at the moment, so I can't really...
You can have a dinner.
I'm not worried about
you
dinner
have...
right now, so...
Have a dinner, Jamie.
Cheers for that.
No worries. Hey, that's cool. I noticed that on the front of your iPhone, you have a picture of the Queen Vic.
Other phones and pubs are available.
Other pubs?
Why do you have a picture of the Queen Vic?
Because I am an avid EastEnder fan. There isn't anything I don't know about EastEnders. You can ask me anything. I know
everything. This is a very good. What's Stacey's mum's name?
Jean.
What is Stacey's
mum?
She's
bipolar.
Okay. I'm all out.
Michael Moon's going to die soon.
Okay.
Don't ruin it.
Yeah.
No, right. No spoilers.
By the time this got out, he's probably dead. So.
It's true.
Yeah. He's probably come back from the dead.
This isn't an EastEnders podcast, is it? This
okay,
is
not, all right. It? Yeah, you're right. I have got another question for you, though.
Go on.
To throw you. Who is older, Phil or Grant?
You silly, silly boy. Phil Mitchell is... Younger than Grant.
He's not, he's older.
No, he's not.
He is the eldest brother.
Yeah, he is, I know.
I do know why, because he was born first, you Wally.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Now, the reason Jam's been invited to today's is because me and Dustin haven't had the chance to go away this summer at all.
Well, I went to Glastonbury.
That doesn't stop
count.
It with, stop
can
it
we,
with, seriously.
Can we stop?
No, when you edit it, just stop talking about your f***ing festival.
You've done a whole podcast on Glastonbury. That's
exactly,
enough.
That's more than enough. Basically, Jamie is the only one who's actually been away. And Jamie, you've been away twice this summer, I believe.
I've been away twice.
Where have you been?
I went to Cancun, Mexico.
American party
place.
It's not America, is it? It's Mexico, right?
Well, it's where all the America. It's like Cancun is like the Americans' Magaluf.
Oh, okay.
It's where everyone goes to.
Shagaloof, more like.
Yeah, you know all about that, don't you? A loofah?
No.
No, Idris Elba.
No. You ever looked at a loofah differently?
Well. No.
You haven't been on a lad's holiday, have you? Back and right. Have you ever been on a lad's holiday?
Well, define a lad's holiday. You know?
Going away with all the boys.
With lads. Well,
my dad and my brother. Do they count?
No.
Was your mum
invited? She was there, yeah.
Right. Doesn't count as a family holiday.
Yeah, maybe I have. Yeah. Went to Wales once.
Yeah, I went with you. That wasn't a lad's holiday.
There were lads there.
There were lads there, yeah.
What did you do in Wales?
Well, there were lambs there. I went on a lamb's holiday.
Did you get hold of any old, lambs, did you?
What?
Did
I have sex with any lambs? No.
Did you?
Although it is lambing season, actually, you know.
Oh, wow. I'd rather you talk about Glastonbury than
that. The rams are getting a bit fruity.
Look, we've got a load of questions from loads of people who've just come back off holiday. That's basically the gist of today's show.
Yes.
Jamie's our expert, holiday expert. Jamie, can you give us maybe a list of where you've been and the years?
Well, I can reel them off for you, yes.
Go.
Zante, 07. Zante, 08. Magaluf, 09.
Shagaluf.
Fingerola, 09. Malia, yeah. 2010.
See, you're quite...
Cancun, hold on. Cancun, 2013. 2014.
No, you're
Vegas. That's the plan.
What about the last place you went? You were in Chicago.
Yeah, but that wasn't a lads holiday.
Chicago.
I was visiting fam.
That's still a cool holiday. You went with your brother and your boy, right?
He was one of the best holidays I've ever been on.
Yeah.
Me, my brother, and my Joe.
Yeah.
My Joe.
All right.
We all went to Chicago, visited my family.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
How are
they?
Got
hold of little Ratley whilst I was there.
Hold of a what?
Little Ratley. It's code for girl.
Ratley.
No, because that sounds like I'm saying little girl. I had sex with a lady. Okay. Moving on.
All right, okay. So Joe's our expert, we'll let you pick the first question out first. And we're just looking for your assistance. We're not looking for a specific answer. That's Dustin and my job.
Yeah, give my opinion.
Just your opinion. But how about just read the first question out?
Yeah, okay. I'll pick one out of the hat. I got a holiday tattoo and I'm scared of what my mum and dad are going to say. And there's an interesting diagram of what the tattoo is. I don't know if you want to have a look at that. It's...
What, that's actually their tattoo?
Well, that's a diagram, I'm assuming, of the tattoo they've got done.
I wonder how big it is.
Well, who knows?
I mean,
what
are your thoughts on tattoos, Dust?
Well, I'm not. I don't think I'd get one, to be honest. I'm scared of needles, to be honest.
Right, okay. Well, I mean, outside of the fact that you're scared of needles, would you ever...
Well, that's how they do it, isn't it? Needles.
Yeah, but the needle is going to be there for like an hour or
I don't
two,
know.
Right?
Some of them I like.
And after, it's just...
But some of them are just rubbish, aren't they? Like, I saw one guy who had, like, loads of Japanese writing on him. You don't know what that says. You're not Japanese.
No, he doesn't.
Well, maybe he does know what it means.
He's from Eton Wick.
There you go.
All right, yeah, but maybe down the line there's something...
I've got a friend, actually, who got a tattoo that said, your name, right?
Yeah.
So the joke being, basically, what he said to us was, he's going to go and get a tattoo, boy, he's a funny one, he's going to say your name, so I can go up to Birds and Holiday and just be like, look, I've got your name tattooed on me, and then show him. So we assume he's going to go and get this done, it's going to be a small tattoo on his, say, bum, something like that. And he come back with it in massive old English writing across his stomach.
Oh my god.
And it said, and it looked like it said, yawn name. Yawn the name.
It looked like one word.
And we were, we was cracking up.
I've got yawn name.
Yeah. And every time he used it, every girl that he used it on looked at him with a look of just amusement. That lays it off now.
Is he actually?
Yeah, because he looked that much of a twat.
The question?
I got a holiday tattoo and I'm scared of what my mum and dad are going to say. What's your advice?
Tell them. Simple.
Depends where it is though, doesn't it?
Solved. It's not going to be on his forehead, is it?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's not on his forehead or anywhere that is. If it's on his wrist, then...
He's a tit and he deserves to have that tattoo for
that
the rest of his
tattoo,
life. But just don't tell him you're Wally. And it's cool. It'd be something you'll remember.
Yeah.
Well, unless, you know, you got it done and you don't remember what happened, but...
Or you knock your head and get amnesia.
As long as you remember it over time. Do you know what I mean?
Also, it depends how old he is. Like, if he's 50, he doesn't need to worry about it, does he?
Well, I'm assuming he's around 18 to 20. In fact, he's worried about what mum and dad are going to say.
Well, yeah, you can only assume, can't you?
Or he's a really sad 50-year-old man.
Or a really happy 50-year-old man who's just got a...
We'd also worry about what mum and dad are going to say, so I'm sure he's still
at home. You always would worry about what your mum and dad say, right?
Or a 10-year-old. Could be a 10-year-old.
Do you imagine you getting into a fight when you're like 40 and you're just thinking about what your mum and dad would say? You'd be like, oh, shit. You're always going to be in trouble, mum and dad, aren't you?
Always, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We must have different parent skills from what you two have had then.
Why'd you say that?
You don't worry about what your mum and dad think sometimes?
Not really. Not when it comes to tattoos. I mean, I don't want to let them down.
I'm not talking about tattoo. I'm saying about different... Like, say you got... I don't know. You go rob a bank. You're going to go do a heist. All right, but just in this scenario, you do. All right. You get caught. And you just before you get caught, you're like, oh, shit. My mum and dad are going to kill me. You must think of that before you think
I wouldn't think that.
Because there is no significant other, is there?
My uncle robbed a bank.
Yeah.
So, I can...
You have mentioned this before, haven't you, in the podcast?
Oh, have I?
Yeah.
You had to take it out, didn't you?
I did have to take it out, because
your mum didn't like hearing about it. There you go. That's my point. That's a good point. Literally.
Well, how did I hear about it, then? Because it was on the podcast.
Yeah, I deleted it. I took it down. Deleted.
Wow.
See? It's true!
My mum's orders.
It's true!
Oh, I'm going to do something I've wanted to do for ages. Don't show them! Ding! Next question.
You can't do the ding.
Sorry, can
only
I not?
We do the ding.
Okay.
Right, I'm going to read out the next ding. One. Again, a holiday one. I don't know whether to go to Wales to see family or to America to see a guy I met. Help. Initial reaction straight away. So she's not sure whether to go to Wales to see her family or go to America to see the guy that she met.
Why are you assuming it's a girl?
Yeah.
You're right. Completely true.
Okay.
I saw a billboard the other day, literally on a bus. You know, one of the signs on a bus, and it just said, "People are gay. Some people are gay. Full stop. Deal with it." And I was sort of laughing. I was like, "That's true. It's true, I guess." Do you know what I mean?
Some people are gay.
I felt like someone was just yelling at me again. Some people are gay. Big like capitals. It's like, I think you've got to be a bit of an idiot to like type something in capitals.
I'm just imagining.
Say how loud people are saying it. Some people are gay. Deal with it.
I'm just imagining a Transformer bus going, "I'm gay. Deal with it." Yeah?
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing any underwear.
Deal with it.
I'm not. I just got out of the shower.
Why did that come from?
Why did you say that?
I just got a haircut.
All right. What? Deal with the question. What are you telling people about that?
We've got a question.
Okay. So I don't know whether to go to Wales to see family or go to America to see this guy I met. Help. Straight away, what are your thoughts?
Well, I say go see the guy, you know. Mm-hmm. America. It's much more exciting than Wales.
It's true. What are your thoughts, Jeff?
Me, personally, I would go to America. Not just the fact that it's better than Wales. I'm assuming if they live in Wales, they're boring old uncle.
Nothing wrong with Wales. I went there on a lad's holiday.
Good people.
A lad's holiday.
There's nothing wrong with
Wales. You did go there
on
a lad's holiday. Both of you think America.
No, I'm gonna be a salmon.
What? I don't get that comment.
I don't get that reference.
Okay. I'm gonna swim upstream.
Is that what salmons do? They swim against the current?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Is that it?
I'm not a nature expert.
You are a bit of a nature.
Well, yeah, I am. Yeah. I've got every single copy of Life on DVD. So, thing is, though, if you go to America, well, I don't know where it is in America, but there's more stuff to do there. If it does go tits up, crack on somewhere else.
It's true.
If you're in Wales,
fish in the sea.
Yeah.
More salmon in the sea.
I guess so. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But again, if your hopes are pinned on this one guy and it's like, shit, I'm going to get on a plane for 9 hours. Get there and then he doesn't even turn up at the airport.
Brilliant.
Then what do you mean brilliant?
That would be funny, wouldn't it?
That'd be funny if you know you
to hear it, not to happen, obviously.
No.
America. Leon's mum's calling now. Right,
oh, here we go.
So, wait 1 second. Hello. Hello.
Hello, are you upstairs?
Yep, I'm at the flat.
Okay, I've just got some shopping if you don't mind. It's a bit too much to carry out.
Right. Okay. Give me a minute, and I'll come down.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Right, boys, we've got to take a break and go downstairs and help Mum with the shopping.
Let's do it.
It was alright, wasn't it?
Got it done quickly.
There we are. Quick, okay, so what was the soul? Did we solve that? Yeah, we did.
Yeah, go America.
Go America. Ding! Alright, go. Dust big card.
My friends have all had holiday romances, and I haven't. What's the big deal?
Okay, have you ever had a holiday romance?
Well, I had a holiday romance.
Why are you asking us?
Well, I was just rhetorical.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Pondering.
I mean, you've been away with your family quite a lot.
Yeah.
You do go away. I suppose there's a lot of times where you don't hang out with your family and you want to go see what else is out there, see what else is living in, like, you know, the accommodations, the...
Well, I don't know. I used to just go and look at the rocks and stuff.
Rocks?
What?
The rock, you know, like the big rocks and stuff.
Just go hang out
with them. Just, you know, have a little walk on the rocks.
Do you meet anyone else looking at rocks or...?
A couple of fishermen. Asleep, though. Right,
just how you like them.
Yeah.
Asleep.
Right, we're doing a couple of crabs.
Yeah. Right, okay, so the answer is no, you've never had a holiday romance.
You've never had
a
holiday romance.
I've pulled a couple of girls.
Cool, high five.
Yeah.
But you saw some crabs in, as well, didn't you?
Well, did you?
No, I didn't.
As in the disease, sexual disease. Yes,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, we've got the joke. Oh, holiday romances aplenty. I have had, yes sir, indeed.
Absolutely.
That means he's had none.
I've had loads. Yeah. I had a Slovenian.
Yeah. Oh yes, I remember the Slovenian.
She was fit. Then I had.
But that became something bigger, didn't it?
Did. She came to London a few times, actually.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Way, way, way out of your league. She was so hot.
Why did it
she
matter?
She was so hot.
What? She was hot. Yeah,
Jamie is like a 6'2" kind of.
Two? Yeah. I have 3 inches onto that, buddy.
I thought you are no way 6'5".
6'5". Last time I went to the doctors.
Lies.
All right. So I'm 6'4".
All right. So all right. Let's just say 6'3" for the minute. Okay. Let's just say that.
All right.
Jamie's a very tall guy. He's a painted decorator, and he says it how it is. So there is something very charming. Lovable rogue about him. However, this girl was just stupid hot. And
let's tweet a picture.
Let's not tweet a picture. What was her name again?
Pia.
Well, can't have it all.
Let's not say her last name. No. But her name, translated into English, translated to... was... Gorgeous Strawberry.
Oh,
so,
wow.
That was
that's brilliant, thank you for that.
Well, so I used to call him a little strawberry.
You used to call him little strawberry.
She loved it. She got, oh, Jimmy, you're so sweet. Not as sweet as you, my little strawberry pie.
Strawberry jam, lovely. Oh,
exactly.
So high happy with
strawberry
that.
Jam.
So happy with that, that's brilliant.
If I can throw my 2p piece in.
I'd like that.
Please.
If that's the same.
We're skin.
I would say holiday romances are not a big deal unless you make it one.
Ooh.
So if you come home and you're pining for that person, do something about it. If
it's too late, isn't it?
Well, not really. Why is it? Wasn't too late for me and Pia.
It's true.
It is now, though, isn't it?
I mean, it was inevitable, was it?
I miss it.
Don't cry.
I'm not crying. Don't, because they can't see if I'm crying. Why do you have to say that? But yeah, you just make it a big deal if you want to make it a big deal.
The way I see it is, if you have a holiday romance, it's best being a holiday romance. It can never be anything better, because, you know, that insight, that world, that heat, that kind of alcohol, everything involved in that holiday. Great times, no doubt.
She tasted like strawberries as well. Oh.
Dustin in Latin means warrior.
What's the big deal? There is no big deal. Holiday romances happen, and if they don't happen for you, you know what?
Maybe you're ugly. There's a lot of good-looking people on holidays, aren't there? So, you know, frankly, you know, if you're not that good-looking, you don't get a looking.
Thanks, Jamie, please.
Right.
Right, then.
I lost my virginity whilst on holiday. Does it still count? Yes, simple.
I think you're right.
Symbol.
Yes. Hilarious.
Yes, it still counts. I hope it was worth it. I looked at something the other day and they were talking about famous celebrities and how old they were when they lost their virginity.
Yeah.
Chris Martin.
Coldplay fame.
Was like 23.
Jimmy Carr, 28.
No way.
True story.
Really?
It was on Would I Lie to You. He said it. He was on it.
Oh, let's check this out.
Check it out. Facts. It's fact.
What did I type in? Just celebrities who lost
just
virginity.
Just put Jimmy Carr virginity.
No, I want a list of them.
Okay.
Okay, Khloe Kardashian.
Why is that the first one that comes up?
No,
12.
No.
17.
No, she was 7. No, she was 14.
7?
She was 14 years old.
That's young.
All right, next game. Daniel Radcliffe. I've got a great story about Daniel Radcliffe.
Go on.
You know our mate Kieran?
No.
Well, our mate Kieran. He wasn't dating this girl. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this.
Say it. Get us more listeners.
He wasn't dating this girl, but he was dating a girl.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was hanging out with her. And then he mentioned that she'd slept with Daniel Radcliffe. Yeah. And he was like, oh, wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And she was like, he was like, what was it like?
It's got a phone call.
You can't, you've got, I'm not going to tell you the end of the story.
I have to take it.
Fine, I won't tell you.
Hello?
Listeners, I'm afraid you will never find out the end of this story.
It's Pia.
Do you know how old Daniel Radcliffe was when he lost his virginity?
14.
No, he was 16. Britney Spears lost her virginity to Justin Timberlake.
That's a lie.
Really?
Yeah. And how old
such
was she?
A lie. 16.
17.
She was 14.
To Justin Timberlake. He is a don.
Okay, Matthew Morrison, the you know, the teacher in Glee. Guess.
27.
No, 21.
Okay.
Those are big numbers you're pulling out, you know.
You're coming up with
Tina Fey. Oh, okay, Tina Fey. Very funny lady.
I think
funny lady's a hot though.
I'd say 30.
32. Whoa.
What?
Because she's
why
she's,
is that much what? Worse?
She's just become hot.
No, she was 24.
24.
Jack from Lost.
Whoa.
This is going to be low.
12.
I'm saying 13.
12. Spot
what?
On. Spot on.
What? Mine was still an 8.
This one was with a 14-year-old girl.
You don't want to know how I know.
12 years old.
Yeah.
Another point to Dustin.
Brilliant. Let's move on.
Johnny Depp.
Wow. Okay, this is riveting. This.
God. Johnny Depp.
This podcast about virginity.
We can edit it.
All right.
Johnny Depp.
I'm saying
19.
9 months.
19 and 9 months. He was 13 years old.
Brilliant. I was close.
Dustin Hoffman.
20.
He was 15 years old.
Really?
A little player.
Teeny.
It counts.
Teeny.
Angie Jolie, just the last
no,
one.
No,
just
no.
Go on, I don't know that.
40.
12.
12.
How much did you say?
14.
I want it to be 16.
17.
What are you saying? You keep jumping. What are you
16.
Saying?
16.
16 for Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
18.
For Angelina Jolie.
How
long? 14 years old.
Oh.
14. No, yeah. I say respectable. That's an awful thing to say. 14 years old. That's not great,
that's
is it?
The harlot.
Okay. I went camping with my family. Best holiday ever. Why do people go abroad?
Has this person been abroad? No. I don't think he has. Therefore, answers the question.
Well,
himself.
There you go. Well, tell me, I'd say, if say for example I was someone who'd never been abroad, could you tell me what's so great about going abroad than just camping
broad,
or going
just
somewhere?
Travel broadens the mind.
Yeah, but you know, you can still travel around England and stuff. There's lots of places you can visit.
I'll be honest, I thought that clever comment was going to shut you up. Next question.
Depends where you're camping, isn't it? Right. Could be in Glastonbury.
Oh, next question.
I had a friend of mine who went camping with his best mate and his best mate's family. And they had like a little like trailer. What are they called? A little caravan.
Caravan. Dordy one.
So they're chilling out in the caravan. Having a great time. Really good time. But then, you know, he's been away for a while and he really wants to bust a nut. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He wants to just...
A bust a nut?
He wants to have a wank.
We can't use wank.
I'll find some alternatives.
Anyway, he wants to do this and he wants to do this bad. Okay? So he wakes up in the morning. He goes... He has a shower.
Sorry to cut you short. How long had it been?
Huh.
How long?
I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs. Let's say 5 days.
Okay.
Let's say 5 days.
That's respectable.
He's a teenage lad, so he's quite keen to do it. Have you found...
He's hilarious.
Go on.
Other words are toss.
Toss.
Beat the meat, which sounds like a game show.
Beat the meat.
Hit the deck.
Hit the deck. They all sound like game shows. Choking the chicken.
Let's go through these and say what
Hello,
the game show could be.
To Toss the Turkey.
I like this one, Tug Your Thomas. I like that one.
Jerking the Gherkin.
Cleaning your rifle. That's good.
Good.
This guy's tooting his horn.
I'll tell you what, guys. That guy over there, he's teasing the weasel, isn't he? he is teasing the weasel.
My Jerry.
Yeah.
Caught him sinking the battleship.
It's funny you should say that, actually. Because the other day, I caught someone at work.
Oh, yeah?
Soiling a Kleenex.
That is funny you should say that, actually.
Why?
We caught Leon the other day.
Did you? What was he doing?
He was...
I bet he was polishing one's gun.
he was actually wanking.
Ah.
So anyway, he comes out of the bar
in
his caravan. And parents are quite quiet. The dad's sitting there with a paper. And his mate can't stop kicking him. He's like, what's going on? And he's like, you should have a wank. He's like, yeah, why?
You mean walking the dog?
Did you just walk the dog? And he's like, it's like, yeah, you just did. And he's like, why is everyone so quiet? And he's like, because you were shaking the van while you were doing it. Isn't that the worst feeling? Just to come out and sit at that table and everyone knows what you've been doing.
Oh, you'd just crawl into a hole and die, wouldn't you?
No.
It's messed up. I like going on holiday in Britain. I think it's very, very fun, actually.
Yeah,
I think there's lots to do, but I'm a big fan of the pub. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Solved. Yes.
Solved. Was that solved?
That's it, isn't it?
No.
Yeah.
The question was just like...
Yeah, solved.
Why do people ever go abroad? I'll tell you why they go, because it's hotter. It's nicer. Weather.
Girls are easier.
Are they?
Yep.
It's a holiday, isn't it?
It's a holiday. The sun hits them and they just want to get with them.
Well, in that case...
Right, are you off? Okay, brilliant. See you later, mate. Where do you reckon he's going to go?
Go find a big rock somewhere or something.
You're going to go and look for a crab with some sleeping fishermen.
See you later.
Later's Dust.
Well, thank you very much for listening to Leon and Dustin's podcast. What's it called, Jam?
Here to Help.
That's what it's called. Jam, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
It's been great to have an insight. We'll see you soon, podcast listeners. Bye.
My mum wouldn't let me go. Bye.
Bye.
No, just...
Oh.